Saratoga Shakespeare Company's production of Twelfth Night opens in Congress Park and Saratoga Springs on July 17th for a two-week run on the Alfred Solomon stage. Twelfth Night was Saratoga Shakespeare's first show back in 2000, and they're revisiting it with a new approach for their 12th show. Twelfth Night, 12th show, you get it. It's fantastic. The production is directed by Saratoga Shakespeare's artistic director, Bill Finley. And he joins us now along with actors Sara Luz. But how do you say it?
Sara Luz Cordova.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
I can try, but I'm not going to come closer. Sara Luz Cordova playing Olivia and Patricia Culbert playing Maria. And I welcome you all to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
We're thrilled.
So, Bill, let us begin with you of how this particular production came to be and why you decided to go back to your roots, as it were.
Well, you know, it was kind of my decision and the board of directors' decision. Every I think theater company in the world tries to find a hook to, of course, increase audience. And so we went back into our history, into our archives, and said, well, we did Twelfth Night 12 years ago. Like you said, it's our 12th season. It's 2012. Maybe it'll resonate. And I have been wanting to revisit the play since a while ago. And in particular, since I was working last year in Miami, besides being a director and a professor at Union College and an academician, I'm also a fight choreographer. So I go around the country choreographing fights for different companies. And El Teatro Prometeo, the largest and most professional Hispanic company in Miami, was doing a boxing play. Called El Filo al Fuego, which means blade to the heat.
Yes.
My Spanish is quite rusty. I'm sure Sara Luz will help. And met all of these wonderful Latino actors down there in this company. And while I was there for the several weeks I was there, I fell in love again with Miami. And I was trying to figure out a play that we could do in Saratoga for the company, for the Shakespeare Company. And Twelfth Night fit perfectly in the Miami scene in South Beach. And I know my actors love the costuming. It's weather appropriate for our summer season. And it just sort of fell in place.
Because you're doing it in the park. It's outside.
It's outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems of where it should be done, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we do it very much as Shakespeare did it. We have, even though we can't afford it, we choose not to have lights. So we start at 6, and my actors speak very quickly when it starts getting to be around 8 o'clock because I'm backstage saying, we have to finish.
And we compete with the ducks, and we compete with children, and flying frisbees.
Motorcycles.
And it's a very
lively
interchange world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people who come upon you who don't even realize that you're probably doing
absolutely
a play.
Absolutely. And the actors are visible backstage. We're behind the stage, so we're not really visible to people sitting right in front. But people walking all over the park, they'll stop and chat with us backstage while we're sitting waiting for entrances, and we'll be in conversation with them and say, excuse me a minute, I have to go on. And then we run out and go on stage. And so there's a very big, lively sense of the community with us at all times.
You know, I have a very funny story about just that. In the past, we finished as track up in Saratoga Springs, finishes at around 5. We begin at 6. And there were many evenings when many of the Mexican track workers, the Latino folks, would come over to watch our Shakespeare, who spoke no English. And they would come night after night after night just to listen to the music of the language. And I think that we're going to some of our show this summer is in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs are in Spanish, and I think it's gonna very much resonate with the community.
Did you want to take a Latino flair on most of the actors?
No, only with
okay.
some.
Okay.
Only with some. Just to really root us in that Miami culture. You know, so we have two professional actresses, Sara Luz, who's here, and also Jorge Hernandez, who is a professional actor and television star in Miami, who will be playing Festy, the clown.
I want to talk about the show, and I certainly want to talk to these two wonderful actors, but you, sir, threw me off because now I have to ask about fight choreography. Because I find this just fascinating. So you go around, and what is that? Because this is a course that many people will take in college.
Yes.
And so what does it take to get that right?
Well, I taught for many years in the conservatory at Boston, at Boston University. And part of the training of a professional actor is physical training. There's acting, there's voice and speech, and there's physical training. Part of the physical training are things like dance, commedia dell'arte, and most importantly, I believe, fight work. Because when a professional actor gets out of school, they either go into film or stage, and they have to know how to fight. You can't turn on your television at night without seeing within 10 minutes a fight of some sort.
Right.
And those actors have to be trained, because those fights are all choreographed by union fight people. You have to be in a union to choreograph fights professionally. And you have to have a certain amount of training in weapons, all different types of weapons, period weapons to guns, and also what they call unarmed combat. And so I get called upon to do a lot of Shakespeare. I do a lot of sword fighting, you know, period fighting, but also things like I just have a lot of fun down at Cap Rep. I'm kind of the person who does a lot of their fights down at for Maggie Mancinelli, mm-hmm. Cahill down there. And I just did a fight recently. What's the one? Anna in the Tropics.
Yes.
Nalo
which,
Cruz.
Which was several gunshots and things like that. So they have to bring someone in like me to ensure the safety of the actors. And so I used to do a lot of it.
So how has it manifest itself in this production of Twelfth Night?
Well, we have a lovely fight. It's a comic fight in the play, normally done with swords. And it was funny, I was telling the two people in this production, the last time I choreographed it was with Diane Lane and Tony Shalhoub at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, which was a rather traditional approach. This time, I don't think I'll be giving anything away, but this time they arrive in a golf cart and fight with golf clubs. It's Miami.
Do you, Sarah Luz, did you enjoy taking on this contemporary approach?
Yes, very much so. It's been so much fun. It's been a pleasure. I mean, the journey, the experience to be up here and then to bring that flavor that they talk about, which for me, it's really okay if you say so, but it's and the costuming and everybody's coming out in bathing suits. I mean, it just feels great. It really, really does.
Home base for you is where?
Miami.
Okay, so you are poking gentle fun of your hometown.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that has to be fun, I would think.
Yes, absolutely, it is. It's a lot of fun.
When we have a question, we ask one of our visiting artists, our guest artists, like just a few minutes ago, we were talking, how much bling do you really wear down there?
The answer being?
You know what? It depends. It depends where you're going to.
Beach time, daytime,
yes,
nighttime.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Patricia, you play Maria, and you've been with the company for
a long time.
Long time.
Yeah, I've been in a number of productions, but I also, since the third year, so way back in 2002, I became the director of the intern company. So I want to give a shout out to all the people who are the foundation for our company. We hire students from high school through college to be our summer interns. So it's an unpaid internship for them. They're giving us a month of what feels to them a lot, I'm sure, like slave labor. They're working out in the field, painting, building, creating our sets, and working 8-hour days with a technical director to actually put the foundation of the show together. And then they join us in the evenings to rehearse, because we put our interns on stage. Most of them are performance interns. Every so often an intern comes along who's a stage management intern just working backstage. But they get a full professional experience, and their days are about 12 hours long for the month. And so they're really great. And so to give back to them, we run classes for them. We take care of them with lots of dinners and food and parties and things. And so we try and take real good care of our interns. And they're part of our company as well. So I run the intern company. I spend 6 months of the year gathering the interns, preparing them, helping them with their audition process, et cetera, and then arranging classes for them. And every so often I get to be cast in the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm really delighted to be playing Maria. She's a really fun character.
They also, they're what are called EMC. We're a professional company, an equity company. You know, our actors come in from L.A. and Chicago and Boston and New York. And the interns, our second company, get points towards their equity card for each week that they work for us. So it's a good deal
for
them.
We're supporting their promotion towards their professional careers, which is really great. It's good resume building for them, for sure.
I ask this question only because I ask it of all the companies, and it's just sort of come up as a regular thing
of outdoor companies of fighting the weather. All companies have wonderful stories. but that is sort of the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, companies like us that are not-for-profit, we do not charge, you know, our shows are absolutely free in Congress Park, we pass the hat.
Sure.
At the end of the show. And, you know, we expect to make a certain amount of money to help our budget, you know, our bottom line on the budget. And if we go, we budget for 2 rainouts out of a 12-show season. Any more than that, and it's... I cry.
We start
I don't know what I would do.
But I do have a good rain story. On our final performance of Hamlet, which was 2 years ago, it was a Sunday afternoon matinee. There were some possible showers in the area, but nothing that looked like it was going to come anywhere near us. And suddenly one did. And we were about 2/3 of the way through the show. Mm. And it was our final performance. And there was a sudden little bit of a sprinkle. And we had a good size audience that afternoon. And it started to sprinkle a little bit harder. And then the stage manager comes on what we call the God mic and makes the announcement that actors need to clear the stage because we are mic'd, so we're wearing very, very expensive head mic equipment. So we all dash off stage and she asks the audience to please hold, and the audience stayed. And wow. She said, we're checking this on our cell phone radars and it looks like this is going to be really just a passing shower. The sun is right behind it. People put up umbrellas. They went under trees. We did not lose a single member of our audience. About 20 minutes later, it wasn't a 20-minute shower, but it took 20 minutes total time with the interns come on stage and wipe it off with hand towels, and we come back on stage, and we brought the whole company out on stage, and we applauded the audience, and then they stood up and gave us a standing ovation, and then we went on with the show, and it was the most precious performance. We felt like they were with us, we were with them. It was truly, truly a fabulous sense of the community of them wanting to get through the end of the play with us. It was really great.
Well, it's a wonderful, obviously a wonderful company, and it sounds like a wonderful take on Twelfth Night. It opens in Congress Park on July 17th. It runs for 2 weeks. And what's your schedule for those 2 weeks?
We run Tuesday through Saturday at 6, and then Sunday matinees at 2.
3.
No, 2.
Excellent. if you want to check for sure and see who won that argument, go to SaratogaShakespeare.com. I'm sorry, Patricia, but I'm going to go with Bill.
Go with Bill. He's
right.
In charge.
To learn more, go to SaratogaShakespeare.com, SaratogaShakespeare.com. And again, July 17th, running for 2 weeks. Bill, Sarah, Patricia, I thank you so much for being here. I wish all the luck in the world, and have a beautiful time in Saratoga.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, SaratogaShakespeare.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.